Hello and welcome to my podcast. Tonight, I just wanted to share something with you. So when I was in my early 20s, I used to pray that I will hopefully one day get a SUV. I always wanted a truck. I just like how they look. I just like how they are good in the snow. I just wanted an SUV, no matter if it was a big body or a smaller compact SUV. I just wanted a SUV. So what I would do is, and this was before I had a relationship with God, I used to just randomly pray, you know, the prayer, as I lay me down to sleep. And then at the end of it, I would say, oh, and don't forget about my truck, God. Amen, in Jesus' name, and I would fall asleep. And I would sit on that prayer. And what I mean by sitting on that prayer, I would sit on it and not add anything to it. I wouldn't even ask him, look, Father God, if it's in your will, you will make it happen. Or, you know, forget how the truck feels and it drives good in the snow. Please make it be beneficial to me. You know, good on gas, certain space in the truck itself, you know, little things like that. And I never used to pray that. So when I say sit on a prayer, that's what I mean. So I'm praying. Mind you, I put it in the back of my mind. I'm like, all right, you know, I'll get it. Cut to, I was 32, 33 years old. I finally got my truck. And when I tell you, my truck was silver, it was beautiful, it had leather seats, it had a CD player, everything that I prayed for aesthetically. It looked pretty, especially when it got washed and waxed. It just looked like I was that chick for a minute. Until my dream car started falling apart. My radiator went, I had an electrical problem. I ended up letting people, you know, drive with me, and they end up spilling all types of juices and spots that I couldn't get out in my beautiful truck that I had prayed for. On top of the mechanical issues, it was hard keeping up with the payments, because remember, in my prayer, I wasn't specific. I never said, God, if it is in your will, and also give me the discernment and the knowledge to know how to save money and how to make payments. So I ended up not being able to afford the truck. It was very, very, very hard. Let me tell you something about God. When I got this truck, I thought I was all that. I just was like, I got my truck. I could, the seats fold down. I just was on cloud 10. I ended up praying for this truck, asking God to give me a truck. Mind you, I sat on the prayer, but then I also ended up, as time progressed and went on and I had all these troubles, I found myself being specific in the Lord taking it away. I would ask God, My truck done broke down again. Here I am on 95, broke down on the road with no AAA, being irresponsible. When you pray, ask for knowledge and responsibility as well. Because if I would have been more responsible, I would have known, okay, always have AAA. I know that now, but always have AAA, blah, blah, blah. So I ended up praying for the Lord to take this truck away from me because it became a burden. Ended up getting rid of the truck. Okay? Ended up getting rid of it. Got it out of my life. And I prayed hard for this truck. Mind you, I prayed about this truck in my, what, early 20s, mid-20s. And now I'm in my 30s and I got the truck. And now I prayed for the Lord to take it away. And he did. My next car, I made sure not to sit on my prayer. I was so specific. I even said, God, I don't even care if it doesn't have a CD player. I don't care if it's not aesthetically beautiful. It doesn't have to have rims. It doesn't have to have the best paint job. Just give me something reliable. Give me something good on gas. Give me something smaller, because I am through with trucks. I will never own another truck in my life because those things are gas eaters. But give me something reliable. Give me something safe. Give me something where I don't have to worry about, oh my God, is my radiator busted? Or is the horn gonna stop working? Or are you gonna smell fumes when I put the AC on? Lo and behold, God gave me the knowledge to look for cars and really be specific. Again, being specific about what's under the hood. It's not all about, does it have a CD player and an aux cord and all that stuff. And my old truck had that. So I ended up getting a better car. And even though it is not a SUV, and it's not chromed out, and it's not pretty and silver, and it's not all flashy, it is the perfect car for me. And I cherish this car a lot more because I was very specific in what I prayed for. So I just wanted to come along and just share that to hopefully encourage someone who may have a situation with a car, or just wanting something better, and you're praying for it, and then you get it, and it's like, what the heck? So just always ask and be specific when praying. And it's also important, let me just add this, it's also really important, don't be such in a rush to ask. A form of prayer in time with the Most High is also just sitting quietly and listening to what He says. You know, two people can sing together, but they cannot rap together. And I say that to say this, sometimes just sit back and listen. Don't be hopping on your knees or hopping in your prayer closet. God, I need this. God, I want this. Be specific and pray without ceasing and feel it in your heart. And if it is in His will for you to have that car, that house, that apartment, that motorcycle, material possessions that you may want, but it's also about a needing. Now, if you drive in a neighborhood and you see a 7-bedroom house and you're living in a studio and you can't even keep your bills up on a studio, or it doesn't even have to be a studio. It could be just the place that you're living in now and the house that you're living in now, and your pipes are bursting every winter and you have no homeowner insurance, but yet you drive in this neighborhood and you want a 7-bedroom house. How is God gonna trust you in a 7-bedroom house with that furnished basement and all that beautiful architectural just goodness to a beautiful home that the Lord has provided you for you and your children, and you and your dog, or just yourself, and you can't even take care of maintenance on that? So also keep that in mind as well. So again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more videos.